4.1 starts victims and affected persons and communities of human rights abuses or violations. Right. So the same wording is repeated on the chapeau of 4.2. Okay, and then 4.4. Victims and affected persons and communities. And 4.4 ends with human rights abuses or violations. Okay. And also on 4.2G, there was also abuses or violations. Yes. So, proceed. Right. So now 4.2C. So regarding access to justice, we propose after the word appropriate, gender, age, and disability sensitive. So the reasons for Brazil, the rights of victims and persons and affected communities should be treated in a manner that is sensitive to the conditions of gender, disability, and age. Age means meaning childhood and old age. So this formula, gender, age, and disability sentence can be the language used throughout the LBI. Proceed. So also, in the case of 4.2C, we like to add full before reparation. So individual or collective full reparation. Okay. So adding the adjective full, we are of the opinion that reparation must always be comprehensive. It means reparation encompasses measures regarding restitution, satisfaction, damage mitigation, rehabilitation, and guarantees of no repetition. And also for 4.2F, so F starts, we propose adding the word broad after guaranteed. So be guaranteed broad access to information. So access to information shall include all different legal entities involved in business activities related to alleged human rights abuses and violations. So access to information meaning access to contracts, internal communication, correspondence, and other relevant documents. The LBI and domestic legislation must contain provisions that safeguard the rights of vulnerable groups to have access to information to substantiate their legitimate claims. Thank you, Chair. And that will be our contribution to paragraph 4.